covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
You know, it was a tough weekend. Tough weekend for Tiger Woods. Tough weekend. Picked up on a DUI. The 41-year-old legendary golfer picked up on a DUI. Releasing a statement here moments ago. I understand the severity of what I did, and I take full responsibility for my actions. So says the pro golfer. I want the public to know that alcohol was not involved. What happened was an unexpected reaction to prescribed medications. I didn't realize the mix of medications had affected me so strongly. I would like to apologize with all my heart to my family, friends, and the fans. I expect more of myself as well. He was arrested in Juniper, Florida, Monday, early in the morning. Taken into custody around 3 in the morning, released without bond just before 11. He shares two children, Sam, his son, and his daughter, Sam, excuse me, son Charlie, with ex-wife Ellen Nordegren, has had multiple back surgeries over the years. Last week, he wrote on his blog that his sole focus is rehab and doing what the doctors tell me. So I don't know what to make of this. Well, the initial reports were that he was arrested for DUI, driving under the influence. So I guess it's time to figure out, you know, sort this out. All right, let's get Tim Stout on the line, see if Tim can sort it out for us. He is the dean of sports, and just see if it's the drugs, is it alcohol? Tim, welcome to it.
Good morning, Steve. Morning.
A big crash for, not a big crash literally, but a big problem for Tiger Woods. He looks terrible in a smug shot. They always do, but here's a DUI arrest in Jupiter, Florida. What do you make of it from what you've read so far?
Well, for that much money, you'd think you'd have a driver to take you someplace and I don't know all the details, obviously, because this happened over the weekend, happened yesterday in the middle of the night. The times have been tough for him. Obviously, it's been not the year that he envisioned because he can't play, and he thought he was going to be able to play, and who knows when he's going to be able to play again. And without knowing, you know, all the details of this, I see what he's making reference to the fact that he's, taking some, I don't know, some kind of treatment for his condition and so on and so forth, and that was what the reaction was to. Whether there's any relevance to any of that, I don't know, remains to be seen. But if ever, you know, some of those companies that sponsor him wanted to get out for any reason, this might give them the avenue if that's what they so choose to do, just simply because he's not the glistening gem that he was 20 years ago for all those companies that wanted him to represent them. I don't know if there'll be any corporate fallout or not, but certainly, that's not the image of a lot of those companies who pay him a great deal of money. One, let alone the fact that he's no longer a factor on the professional golf tour as it is and is rarely seen. And as you suggest, the only time you saw him was in a mugshot yesterday.
Correct. You know, there was a time, and I remember this well, there was a time when Tiger Woods was first breaking on the scene. He had won his first major or second. And people were saying, well, Tiger Woods is the greatest golfer of all time. And a friend of mine, a close friend of mine who's a sports writer, and a golf guy said, you know, he's a long way from 18 majors. Jack Nicklaus, of course, won 18 majors. And I think if I'm not mistaken, Tiger Woods has won 11. So the greatest golfer of all time, Tiger Woods, probably not. What would you say?
Well, he's won 14, but he's been stuck since 2008. The way I've always answered this is the greatest career of all time was Nicklaus. The greatest year of all time was Woods in 2000 when he won everything in sight. But I think the difference between those two, frankly, is values and the way they were all raised. Nicholas has always been an enormous family man, homebody, you know, who was very, very, you know, close to his wife and his parents and his kids. Not that Woods is not in some respects there. But, you know, I don't think anybody ever said no to him when he was at the peak of his career. He did what he wanted, how he wanted, when he wanted, where he wanted. And frankly, I don't think it's a necessary coincidence that when he began to have those marital problems, that his injuries piled up and mounted up and began and went over and over and over. And I remember Nicholas himself saying that as Woods got older, he would face distractions that every golfer faces. When you're young like Jordan Spieth is today, all you do is play golf and practice and go from one tournament to the next, and it's just golf, golf, golf. Then when you get older, you know, you lose your focus a little bit. Other things come into your life. And certainly in Woods' case, other things have come into his life. I think his injuries are legitimate. But where he's going to go with the rest of his life, given the enormous amount of publicity and personality and persona that he's had through the years and where he is today, is an amazing fall. You know, I liken it in some ways to Mike Tyson, who was on top of the boxing world and went straight downhill. I mean, he can't even enter any of the tournaments anymore, and who knows if that's ever going to change, given the fact that he's had four back surgeries. Whether any of this yesterday is related to any of his other problems or not, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out. But, yeah, definitely a difficult time for him. We'll find out more as the stories come out. Tim Stout, always a pleasure. Thank you for the insight.
You're welcome, Steve.
There you have it, Tim Stout, everybody, the Dean of Sports. Will he ever make 18? You know, a guy that I know well. Golfer, sports writer, said, yeah, he'll be the greatest as soon as he tops 18. And he's a long way from there, and he's certainly a long way from winning five majors now, isn't he, at the age of 41? All sorts of problems physically in his personal life. It's 52 after. It's the Steve Hubert Show.